Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
He won seven times a Negro League All-Star and two divisional MVP awards, had a career batting average of .327. He was a good one among his baseball honors, George Shively. He'll be inducted into the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame this summer in July out of the Convention Center. Hall of Famer Bob Hamill undertook the Shively Project well over a year ago with his research as a member of the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. George Shively buried at Rose Hill, except one thing was missing, a marked grave.
And that just seemed unacceptable. So we began publicize this a little bit, and the public response was phenomenal. The people of Bloomington wanted to remedy that situation quickly, and we will be able to do that. We're going to have a marker for George Shively, and he's in a plat with nine other African Americans whose graves are unmarked. Well, that won't be the case anymore. Those are all going to have markers, and we're moving toward installation and dedication of that tombstone on Sunday afternoon, April 5th.
There you go.
It's Easter Sunday. It also is the very first day of the Major League Baseball season. And we're going to go out there and we're going to have a good time.
That is multiple Hall of Fame journalist Bob Hamill, who kept his push on for the George Shively Project. Now it all comes to fruition, as Bob mentioned, on Easter Sunday, 5 o'clock. Part two, a little bit later today, the help rendered to make this a successful and gratifying community project. Don't forget, in the zone, Dave and Glass, no fooling, and your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.
Let's go!
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
He lived on North Monroe Street, died in the summer of 62, buried at Rose Hill Cemetery in an unmarked grave. Well, all of that changes Easter Sunday in the formal dedication of the George Shively Monument. The hard work of carver Casey Winningham, the stone a gift from Steve Reed of Reed Limestone, the donations from, well, so many of you right here in the community. And now, as Bob Hamill tells us in part two, the unmarked grave for George Shively, no more.
Beyond description. The public, and besides those gifts, the $50 and the $100 gifts, we're well over. We're going to have a working balance. I think we're going to be able to take on as many of these unmarked graves as we can find and get markers for them and do things in Mr. Shively's name. I think we thought about possible other uses for it, but I think in this specific situation, I can't think of a better way to pay him honor than to remedy this situation. A wonderful day out there. Chris Lemonis on IU played Michigan in a big game at 1 o'clock that day, and he's already pledged that if that game's over, he can possibly get his kids out there. They're going to be at to help us. I don't want to underplay the role of Sally Gaskell and the others. They had their own investigation at the time. And so it's been a joint effort. The confluence is the work that we've done together, and it's worked out well.
Well, it sure has worked out well indeed, huh? Dedication program slated for around 5 o'clock on Easter Sunday out of Rose Hill. The voice of the researcher and the man behind the scenes that got it all started about a year and a half ago, Bob Hamill. I'm Joe Smith.